for boomers and beyond.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. We're going to do something new in a few of the segments here in the second hour, two or three of the segments anyway, in response to a number of emails that I have gotten. You folks out there seem to want to hear more about companies, and so my wish is your command. We're going to talk about companies at least in two or three of the segments in the second hour, possibly even in the first hour, but I want to make a couple things very, very clear. In the interest of full disclosure, a lot of the companies that we're going to be talking about, I have a financial interest in. So don't take this as being investment advice, because it's not. I'm just telling you which companies I personally am invested in. I'm going to start out with one that I really like, and I do have a significant investment in it. It's a company called American Manganese. Why am I invested in it? I'm invested in it for two reasons. Number one, I've known the president of the company, Larry Ray, for almost 30 years. This guy, when it comes to being a capable mining executive, is the best of the best. You know, there might be people as good as him, but there's nobody any better, I have to tell you. Okay, secondly, I like the company because I like the product. Manganese, I like where it's located. It's the asset is located in Arizona. I like that. Okay, now, having said that, I'm not a registered investment advisor, so do not construe this as being investment advice. It's not. Neither is Larry. We're just telling you about a company that we have put our hard-earned money in. Okay, an interesting thing that happened just yesterday with American Manganese is that Laurentian Bank, it's a major bank up in Canada, initiated research coverage on this particular company. Larry, let's start with that one, buddy.
Yes, it's of course you know that Laurentian Bank did a bought deal financing with us at 70 cents just in the last couple of months. And their analyst, Jim Paul, who's a professional engineer, initiated coverage this morning on the company, and they're projecting that the stock should have a value of about $2.90 a share. And that's their words. Certainly it's not mine, but I can understand where it's coming from. Potentially we are the lowest cost producer in the world, and we're not getting the recognition that we probably deserve in the market right now.
Well, I got to say one thing just to correct you, and that is you're not producing yet.
No, we're not in production. We're in pre-feasibility and pilot plant testing. We currently have a large drill program going on. We'll have some exciting news in all areas here coming up later this month and into the summer and into the fall. So the company's moving ahead at the fastest pace we can possibly make it go.
What's going on down there right now exactly, Larry? I know that my buddy Dr. Michael Berry and his son Chris were down there a couple of months ago. You helicoptered them out to the property. I know that I've chatted with Mike about American Manganese numerous times. He likes the situation a lot. Why? I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but what's the interest? I have not been to the property before. My interest is solely a personal deal in the sense that, as I said at the outset, I really like the asset, number one, and I'm sold on your ability, because we've been invested in some of your companies before. But what exactly is going on the property?
Well, currently it's a drill program. We have two drills operating down there. The property, of course, is very impressive. As you can see, a lot of the manganese in outcrops, mm-hmm. significant thicknesses of it. The 43-101 resource study is an indicated 6.7 billion pounds. And 8.9 billion pounds of inferred. So this drill program is going to significantly increase the indicated and expand the inferred. And we think that this property has the potential to host, 2 to 3 times the amount of resources that are on it now. And I say that because, you know, you can drive to different sections of the property that are not included in any of the resource studies. And you can look at a face of 100 feet thick of manganese. So it's we don't know the grades of those. We haven't drilled them, but this is a deposit that's amenable to a very low-cost extraction. So the grade is it's not grade sensitive, and it results in us, you know, having the lowest cost per pound in the world.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's take the numbers that you just gave, okay, and let's translate that into dollars. What would that show on a balance sheet, for lack of better terms?
Well, if you looked at the low end of the scale at $1.60 a pound, you just multiply that by 15.5 billion,
mm-hmm.
and that would give you an idea of the metal that's in the ground, and you know that's what's currently known. You know, it's a very significant deposit. It's the largest in the southwestern United States. That's the U.S. Bureau of Mines of made that statement. If it's not the largest in the entire United States, and the geological branch of the Arizona government, the state government, has indicated this is probably the only real significant deposit in the United States. So, you know, we got a lot of things going for us that have been known about the property for decades before we got involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you get involved? Well, obviously, I have this silly question. Why'd you get involved in it? Because it's got a significant there's a significant asset there. But how did you discover it?
Well, back in early 2007, I'd been told by steel companies over the prior 2 years, as a result of talking to them about off-taking metal in another company that I was involved in. And they're always right at the top of their hit list was manganese. So a little bit of study, which I knew little about, I knew it was a metal. And like everybody else, I was in the dark. I found that it was the fourth largest traded commodity, that it was critical to the making of steel. There's no substitution. So in the words of Brian Gilbertson, the CEO of Pallinghurst and the past CEO of BHP,
mm-hmm.
If you don't have manganese, you can't make steel. And if you can't make steel, the world stops. And then, I found that it was also the most critical metal in the United States, so critical they'd stockpiled it after the First and Second World Wars, and now they've eaten away their way through these stockpiles, and they still have no domestic production. There's no domestic production in Canada. So it had everything going for it, and so we picked up the project. I had a couple of prospectors I'd worked with for years and identified what I wanted, and they located some BLM claims that had past production on them in the Artillery Peak Range. So it took me about 2.5 to 3 years to acquire all of the patented ground through options and purchase agreements. To put a cohesive package. So it's the first time ever that the Artillery Peak, which, by the way, had seen production back in the 50s from mm-hmm. about 10 or 12 different small operations on Artillery Peak, it was the first time it was ever under one company. And, we feel very fortunate that it also came with a lot of studies by the BLM and not the BLM, the U.S. Bureau of Mines,
mm-hmm.
in which they had developed this very effective, low-cost process for low-grade ores for getting the metal out of the rock.
Sure, Larry, we got about a minute left here. I have one final question for you that in my mind is very important, and I think it's something that listeners should be aware of, good or bad. And that is, how you guys fix for capital? Are you going to have to go out in the immediate future and raise more money, or are you pretty well grounded right now?
Well, right now we've got about $9 million in the till, which will see us well into next year. Certainly at that time we'll have exercise of warrants,
yeah.
which will put more cash into the till. But, if the market carries us to loftier heights, certainly we'll look at doing another financing. Laurentian, of course, just completed the bought deal financing, and I'm sure that they'd be more than happy to accommodate us during our next raise.
But at this moment in time, there's no need for it. It simply would be an opportunistic thing to do. All right, there you have it. If you want more information, okay, as I said, you want more information, just click on the banner for American Manganese. Big Al is going to be right back. We're going to be talking about another company in Arizona called Passport Potash. Stick around.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Continuing to talk about companies that I think present good opportunities, at least they certainly do for me. Remember, this is not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. So take it for what it is worth, and that is we're talking about companies where I am either invested in or have visited the property. In the case of the company right now, I'm chatting with Josh Bleek. Josh is the president of a company called Passport Potash. About 2 months ago, I did visit the property. It is in Arizona, outside of Phoenix. Actually, it's about a 3.5-hour drive on the freeway from Phoenix. Went to an excellent presentation down there on the property. They had arranged for dignitaries from the area to be there. An excellent, excellent presentation. The support that they are getting for their work in the area from the community is absolutely unbelievable. You want to see how good it is? Take a look at the video that we shot down there. That's available for viewing on our site. Josh, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, man, what's going on with Passport?
We had just put out a news release on May 4th that we've completed our first four core holes of 2011. What that means to us is that we're going to be continuing on. We had a goal set out to provide 30 holes of data and ultimately to complete a 43-101.
Mm-hmm.
SRK is doing that work for us, and it looks like our initial 43-101 will be out this June. We will do some additional work and probably finish our on-ground work by mid-summer, June, July, and then look to have an additional report out by year's end.
Now, when you say an additional report, Josh, what are we talking about?
What it is there's going to be a recommendation for a bit of infill and additional seismic. We've completed 50 line miles of seismic, and we're now evaluating that data and looking at where we may fill in additionally. Also, we had acquired some additional land since the last time you had been on site.
And uh-huh.
So with that additional land, there's still one or two acquisitions we're looking to complete also to round out our land package. And with that additional land, there's obviously more work that's needed to bring that all into our resource.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I want to talk a little bit about the staff that you have, because I was very, very impressed with your technical people. Also, you're, if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm not, fourth generation in the mining industry, so you know your way around the block, you know, and you learned that from dad, grandpa, et cetera, plus your education. But you got some people around you, Josh, that are very, very highly qualified. Talk a little bit about them, would you?
Absolutely. Alan Wells is the engineer leading the project on a day-to-day basis. He's working hand-in-hand with SRK. SRK's brought in a depositional expert, a geologist that has been either on or around most of the U.S. potash deposits, Jerry Aiken. And so those two together really putting together a great plan on developing this resource. He, as a matter of fact, Alan's in Saskatoon this week and working with some of the potash experts in Saskatoon. And there's a small Cambridge show there this week. And
they've been doing that show for about 3 years. It is an excellent, excellent show. Let's throw in a recommendation for Cambridge. Joe Martin, his son, Jeremy Martin, they do a great job up there. But continuing on with your property, now I want to talk a little bit about capital. You know, it takes money to do what you guys are trying to do. If I'm not mistaken, you guys are pretty well set financially for the time being anyway. Is that right?
We are. We feel very comfortable with our cash position. What we have as an advantage is the shallow deposit. So
yeah.
For North American standards, the shallowest deposit being developed, and what that translates to simply is that we will be moving towards pre-feasibility and still have about $6.5 million cash remaining. We're about $9.5 million currently, and with the work anticipated to get through year's end and heading towards pre-feasibility, we'll be about $6.5 million remaining at that point.
So you're in really, really good shape. Now, let's talk a little bit about the support that you're getting from the community. Now, the thing that I noticed right away is that the employment numbers for the area that you're working in are pretty low right now. I mean, it's, you know, as is the case in the rest of the United States, people are looking for jobs. You're beginning to solve that problem already, and when and if the property goes into production, you know, you're going to be providing a fair amount of employment down there, and that's why, you know, I met the mayor of a couple of the local towns down there that are adjacent to your property. I met some of the other people, and you've got a lot of community support, Josh.
It is. It's really an amazing opportunity. We have used all local exploration and support crews, so the drillers, whether it's Fort Longyear that's based out of Phoenix, the local drillers that are doing the upper portion of the holes, all of the support staff, all Arizona employees. And so we've even brought in a few, whether it's drill hands being hired from Holbrook. This is really important to the success of this project. Involving as much of the community early on is truly going to lead to that long-term success. And the jobs created in construction, in production, that will be the large impact, and that's truly what they're looking for in the near term, looking for those jobs.
Oh, yeah, and you guys are providing that. Let's talk a little bit about infrastructure. I mean, we visited your property. We traveled to it on a major, major highway. I know you've got power, you've got rail, et cetera. Talk about that.
We do. Again, our advantage with that shallow deposit, we are able to focus on the deposit itself because of the infrastructure in place. We have major interstate just north of the project, local highways running through the deposit, and the rail. Rail being on our ground allows us to, we have availability. There is rail availability currently. We could go a mile and a half off our ground to an existing spur. These are all things that allow us to stay focused on the deposit. And most of the potash companies, not only the junior companies, they're having to tell the story of how they may get that potash from those locations. That's one thing that we do not have to focus on. That's the given here. And that allows us such an opportunity to stay focused on our development work. Three rigs going right now. And again, that access. Potash, you have to be able to transport large quantities away from the site. And that's what we have an opportunity to do here in Holbrook.
Let's talk a little bit about potash in general. Now, you know, I'm sure most of our listeners are aware of the importance of potash, the role that it plays in the agricultural industry. But take a minute or two here and just explain the importance of this particular asset, would you?
Absolutely. With potash, it is truly a necessary ingredient to improving crop yields. And that's something that's very well understood here in the States. The demand for potash seems to be very fixed. And it's something that's not going away. So the U.S. represents just a fantastic opportunity for us in that the U.S. imports a majority of their potash. 80 to 90% is imported. So just the U.S. market alone represents such an ideal market for us. But because of that rail, we have the opportunity also to look outside of the U.S. And those are the growth opportunities, the developing nations, the China and India, and what they're looking to do in order to continue to feed these growing populations. They're having to get better yields from their crops. And so now they realize that proper fertilizer application is necessary. And one of those key components is potash, is the potassium. And so that's something that we will be supplying here in the next 3 to 5 years. We feel at the pace we're going now, this deposit can come online with all of our advantages, being shallow, having infrastructure in place, that we have a 3 to 5 year time frame to production, where a lot of deposits are talking 5, 7, 10 years out.
They're also talking some significant capital costs that are substantially higher. I know I've looked at other companies, and their costs are substantially higher than yours. Okay, if you guys want more information on Passport Potash, click on the banner. This is not investment advice. I'm not telling you to buy the stock. I am not telling you to sell it. I'm telling you they're a sponsor on our website. I like the company. I've visited the property, and I have invested in it.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Big Al has acquiesced to many of our listeners who have sent me emails saying, please talk about more companies. So that's what we're doing. Going to hit three of them in this second hour. We talked a little bit about American Manganese. We talked a little bit about Passport Potash. Now I am chatting with Rob Gray. Rob is involved with two companies that I am very, very close to, Exeter Resources and Extore Gold. I have to say that I am an investor in both companies through the Encompass Fund. I have visited both the properties, both the companies. The Extore property in Patagonia, which is in southern Argentina, and the Exeter property in Chile. Very, very impressed. This company has the performance of the stock has been excellent over the years. They both trade on the American Stock Exchange. That's NYSE/American. They are just great little companies, and I have called Rob, who is in Tampa, Florida right now, and said, my listeners want to know what's going on. Let's start with Extore. What's happening there, buddy?
Oh, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm in Tampa doing some meetings. Extore, you know, we're drilling away here. We've been drilling, as you know, and your listeners know, for some time. And we basically have hit a new vein called Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highest grade we've ever seen on the property. Escondida, as your listeners know, has been one of our highest grades going in the past. But we found this Zoe, and our first news release came out on April 19th, and there was a lot of excitement. You know, it's 600 meters long. We thought maybe it went to 2 kilometers. We put out a press release this past Tuesday, and it showed another, we did another 600 meters, so we're at 1,400 meters,
mm-hmm.
and the grades are spectacular. We're talking about 2-3 ounces of gold and kilos, a couple of kilos of silver. It's just incredible, and they're the longest width we've ever seen as well. We generally average 2 to 4 meters. On this last news release, we were averaging 6 to 8. So it's very, very exciting for the company. The guys are doing a great job on the drill rigs. And, you know, we are also waiting for our environmental impact to come back. That means that's are the permits for us to build the mine down in Patagonia.
Now, I'm guessing that, okay, well, let me back up for a second. I was going off in a different direction, but then I heard you say build the mine in Patagonia. So you guys, so Extore is thinking about putting this into production itself. Is that right?
We are. We will have our pre-feasibility out in June, and it is effectively at the feasibility level, where that will tell us, you know, the different economics on the mine. We did put out a preliminary economic back in October. It was very robust, using a gold-silver combine of $201. And to build the mine, it was about $130 million. So, you know, these final numbers will come out. We'll see what they're going to use as a gold-silver equivalent and what the cost will be, and that will come out in June. We are waiting to have the environmental impact study come back from the government. We hope to have that out soon in the next couple of weeks, and that basically is the go-ahead to give the mine, as well as we are drilling on Cerro Moro and Puntuda, which is about 400 kilometers to the southwest. So it's a very exciting story. Obviously, we've got a great market here in gold and silver, even the retraction in the last couple of days. The story has done very well. The investors have been following it quite a bit, and we will have more news on the drilling at Zoe and other veins over the next few weeks.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Cerro Moro, Rob.
Well, Cerro Moro, we have 4 drill rigs. We have 2 on this new vein we've have out called Zoe. It's the highest grade vein. We also have 1 doing some infill on Escondida and 1 on our Gabriel extensions. You know, remember that this comes out at a big opportunity, because we're talking about 4 veins. We talk about a known of 16, and there's 30 odd that we know of on the property. So we talk about 16 veins, and you know, we're working on 4. It's just a process, as we can only get 4 drills right now. And we hope to get more in the coming weeks, but we're just going to continue to drill to build that resource up.
Okay, let me ask you this now. Let's go over to Chile. Let's go to Caspiche. That's your huge, huge property held by the sister company Exeter Resources. We have been to Caspiche. We shot video there. You're at 14,500 feet, but it is absolutely a staggeringly large property. First of all, if you would, Rob, describe the property there.
It is. It's up to 15,000 feet. There's 26 million ounces gold and 6.7 billion pounds of copper. It's near the Cerro Casale deposit that Kinross and Barrick are in final feasibility. They've got 28 million ounces gold. And you have the Kinross Maricunga mine that's 200,000 ounces a year, and it's a heap leach. This is a porphyry, which means it's just a big bulk tonnage opportunity for Exeter with an oxide cap. So we have 1 million ounces 4 at the top. It's a gold-only zone, and we're working on that economics on that. The economics on that gold-only zone will come out sometime in this quarter, the second quarter, most likely June, and that will just give us economics on, you know, what the costs are to get the rock out, what are we using for gold. Are we using $200, $400, $100? I don't know right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, the engineers are doing that. And then later in the year, into the fourth quarter and the first quarter of 2012, we will have our full feasibility. That will be the whole amount of the sulfide, so the copper gold with the oxide. So we'll see how that goes, and those numbers are out there. We have found water for the project. We need more, but we've started that process. We have looked at how you can leach out the gold and the copper, and those have been very positive over the last several months. And, you know, we just keep using this opportunity to look at the economics and to do the pre-feasibility. And, you know, Al, I don't know. I mean, some people have emailed me and said, Rob, you know, why can't we get more news like Xtory? We are drilling, but the drilling is a very small drill program. We're looking at some satellite porphyries. Barrick had similar. We'll see what comes out of that. But, you know, in the scheme of things, 26 million ounces is pretty big. If we find more, that's just icing on the cake. And, you know, we're doing these engineering studies, and these engineering studies are 20,000 man hours. They're just huge amounts of time.
Right.
And they're looking at some of the biggest trucks on the planet. Remember, Exeter cannot put this in production. It's just too big for us. We have to do either a transaction of some type of a joint venture or to sell the company. We just can't build it. It's just too big for us.
No, I understand that. One thing I want to stress about the Caspiche property, and again, this is the property at 14.5 to 15,000 feet. You know, that sounds like it's really high. It sounds like it would be very difficult to mine, but that really isn't the case. When we were up there, number one, we drove up to the property. You know, nobody had any problem whatsoever. There are people who are working up there 24 hours a day, but who are living up there 24 hours a day, working 8-9 hours a day. And, you know, it's a very, very smooth running operation up there, but I want to say that there are a number of major mining companies in production just adjacent to where you guys are. Touch on that real quickly, would you?
Correct. You've got Kinross Mining in the Heap Leach.
Right.
They're producing 200,000 ounces of gold a year. Barrick looks like they're going to have a construction decision later this year. You know, it's interesting to watch. They're in final feasibility. There is mines up there. There's mines at Kinross and Barrick, and now obviously last year around this time, Goldcorp bought with New Gold the El Moro copper deposit. It's in the same neighborhood. So these major companies need these big systems because they want to have a mine that goes anywhere between 20 and 30 years, and they know
exactly
that they can put their people there.
Right.
And it just takes time to get the economics to show the viability. It's just people go, Rob, why can't, 26 million ounces is a lot. Why can't you just do a deal on that? There's someone on the other side there that look at this and try to put holes in this, and they want to see at least your baseline economics, and we do not have those at this time. We are working on it. Our first pre-feasibility study is coming out in June on the oxide, and then the analysts, the fund managers, can then crunch their numbers onto our oxide, and then going forward when we get the sulfide done, that's what's going to be really exciting. We'll see how that goes.
I think it's going to be really exciting. There's going to be a lot of news flow coming out of there. Okay, again, interest of full disclosure. Big Al owns stock in both Exeter and Extore. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. Do not take this as registered, as investment advice, because it is not. As I have stressed many, many times over and over and over the years, do your own research. Going to be right back with Keith Schaefer. We're going to talk a little bit about the energy sector.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. Going to chat with a gentleman right now who I haven't talked with for probably about a year. Very, very knowledgeable guy when it comes to the oil and gas industry, the energy sector. And this is something that we haven't talked about for a long time, but we're going to. I think it's a very, very important segment in terms of the resource sector, just considering precious metals. I think perhaps as being a little short-sighted, I think we also need to look at what's going on in the energy sector because, wow, I mean, that is a very, very important area of investment, and I think potentially a very profitable area. Chatting right now with Keith Schaefer. Keith has a great publication. It's called the Oil and Gas Investments Journal. He's been doing this for quite some time right now. Keith, thank you so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Al.
Hey, let's start up. Let's talk a little bit about your publication.
I write about the junior oil and gas market, mostly in Canada, but also some in the States, and much like you have many of the newsletter writers in the precious metals side who cover that sector, I cover the oil and gas companies in the same way. So I've been investing in these companies and studying them for well over a decade, and about a year ago I made it my life. I quit my job doing investor relations work and began this full-time, and it's been a great situation where we've been able to bring a lot of neat stories to retail investors that normally only the institutional guys get to see.
So basically, your function in the newsletter then is both a macro sense and a micro sense. In a macro sense, you would talk about the industry in total, and then in a micro sense, you talk about the various companies that are players in the industry. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm all about trying to make my subscribers money, so I don't do a lot of macro work, but I really work hard to find the fastest-growing junior oil producers I can.
Sure. You know, the energy situation in the United States right now, in my opinion, and I may be getting ahead of the curve a little bit, but in my opinion, I think it's tenuous to say the least. You know, there are people who would argue that the only reason that the United States is involved in the Middle East, where I think it's absolutely crazy that we're involved, by the way, but the only reason we're involved there is because of our dependence on the Middle Eastern countries for our supply of oil. Congressman Ron Paul, I feel very, very lucky to be able to count him as a personal friend, said, you know, the only reason we ever went into Iraq was because, you know, as he said, Al, it's all about the oil. Well, there are a large group of people, myself included, who feel that the United States could really cut our dependence on the Middle Eastern oil because we have plenty of oil, really, just within our own borders. Is that an ignorant statement on my part?
Well, no, it's not, Al. The reality is we are finding a lot more oil in the United States right now. The United States has been the leader in developing the new shale plays that you're going to see truly go global. But places like the Barnett Shale for gas and the Bakken for oil, the Bakken oil formation in Montana, North Dakota, and which stretches up into Canada as well, is a huge oil deposit that the industry is still making larger and larger. So what's happening now is that they're finding so much oil, in fact, that North Dakota has rocketed to the number four oil-producing state in the union in a very short period of time. And one of the reasons that the American oil price, which is called WTI, Western Texas Intermediate, used to be the main oil price in the world. It's not anymore. That has moved over to London, England, within what's called the Brent crude price.
Uh-huh.
One of the reasons for that is that, you know, our WTI price now trades $10 lower than Brent. It used to trade more, but because we have found so much oil in the continental U.S., mostly in the Bakken, that has been a supply glut into the place where the oil price is set, a place called Cushing, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
So we've been finding a lot more oil, which has actually almost made our oil price go a little bit lower, or it hasn't risen as fast as the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
because the U.S. is now really starting to ramp up its oil production.
A lot of people are saying, you know, the Democratic Party is against us in terms of becoming energy independent. They won't let us drill, et cetera, et cetera. They're too environmentally conscious, what have you. Is that a true statement?
Well, you know what? I think that President Obama should be oil man of the year, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to approve the Keystone Pipeline that will carry heavy crude oil from Canada down to the Gulf. The administration's been very slow to get new drilling approvals for the Gulf of Mexico after the BP disaster. So these two things, Al, have helped oil prices stay high more than anything else. So I hear what those people are saying, and they're right, but honestly, all that indecision about new production
yeah.
helps the oil price stay high. So that's good for our stocks.
Yeah.
So for consumers, it's not so good.
Yeah, no, very definitely
but
not.
But for investors, I think Obama should be oil man of the year.
From an investment standpoint. I got to tell you, I'm getting a little tired. When we were down in the desert, as I mentioned, we were down there for, 3.5 months. And, you know, Big Al was paying 4.25 and up for a gallon of low-grade gas. That didn't make me real happy. But, you know, what are you going to do? Keith, let's switch horses a little bit here. How do people make money in this industry?
Right now, Al, where the market has been is much like the junior mining market. Junior oil stocks have been on a huge tear lately. And just in the last month, they started to consolidate and get weaker. So I'm really watching the charts where I can pick up my favorite stories. The one sector that's very different from the mining sector is in oil and gas, we have a services sector,
yeah.
The drilling companies. There's many, many drilling companies that are public and large, whereas in the mining industry, there's really only two or three companies on the services side that investors can play. So we have drilling companies. We have fracking companies, all the companies that do the new hydraulic fracturing on these horizontal wells. We have companies that all they do is supply drilling mud. And the industry is so big that there are entire public companies, and all they do is sell mud to the drilling industry, and it's a very, very profitable business. So these services companies are really where the money is to be made, I think, for the rest of this year. So you think of the old Klondike gold rush, the San Francisco gold rush. Who made all the money? The grocery stores, the hardware stores, the services people.
Yeah.
And right now, that's the place to be in the energy sector.
Give me some examples, if you would.
One of my favorite stories is a company called GasFrac.
Mm-hmm.
And this company has a unique technology. Normally, when these horizontal wells get fracked into the shale oil and shale gas, they use water or oil to blow apart the rock to
mm-hmm.
unlock the oil. This company uses propane, and they're wildly successful. They're able to get more oil and gas out of the shale than any other technology. Their sales backlog is huge. The symbol is GFS on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And it does have an OTC listing as well. I believe it's GVSVF, but I'm not 100% sure.
So you're saying that, yeah, the explorers provide good upside, as do the explorers in the gold and silver sector, but you're saying that right now you think the best place to be really is in the services sector. And I would have to say, if the industry, I mean, I'm a real neophyte when it comes to this, Keith, but when you talk about an industry that appears to be growing as rapidly as the oil and gas sector is in North America, that would be, I would have to agree, that would be a very, very good place to be. You know, in terms of continued growth of the sector, I mean, I cannot see any way in, just no way, that this sector can't continue to grow by leaps and bounds. Because, you know, the one thing that people need almost more than anything else is energy. And you know what? We got to start supplying it for ourselves, to ourselves.
The technology is there. We developed it. The Americans developed it. And this new industry is just in its infancy. There is 20 to 30 years of very solid growth just in this continent going after all the new shale deposits, whether it's oil or gas.
Interesting. Now, in terms of investing in companies that are active in Canada versus companies that are active in the United States, which sector do you like better, or does it really not matter in your opinion?
Well, I tend to know the junior Canadian ones better, but basically there's lots of companies on both sides of the border that you could go look at. And here in Canada, one of my favorites is a company called Torque, and the symbol is TOC.A, which sometimes that .A makes it a little hard for Americans to look at. But Torque has got a large Bakken position, and it's one of the few remaining large undeveloped land packages in the Bakken. And the team's very good. They're just starting out. Stock trades around $2, mm-hmm. and I just think that could be a huge winner over the next 12 months.
Okay, there you have it. What we're going to start doing on the program is we're going to start devoting a segment to the energy sector. We started this week. We're going to continue that into the foreseeable future. I'm doing that because I think it's very, very important, and I have to tell you, our go-to guy is definitely going to be Keith Schaefer. Keith, thank you so much, my friend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.